The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. I have failed at a very simple task 2 times in a row, and today is my chance to get it right, and I don't even have the confidence I can do it for the third time. This is as easy as anything anyone has ever been asked to do, and I have failed now two times in a row, once on purpose, once by accident, and now today, for the third time.
Is it backing out of your garage?
That's correct. That is...
It's tough.
Not an easy job. I don't really go to the doctor very often. As you know, I'm not one of these guys that goes to the doctor for any sort of preventative anything. I just wait until I'm in an emergency room situation, and then I check myself in, and I hope they take care of it, and then I get to leave.
And then you almost died from that.
Right, then I almost died because I had some weird brain-eating amoeba or whatever. Some people, they're like, hey, go to the doctor once every year, once every 5 years. I don't even know how often you're supposed to go, to be honest. Is it once a year?
I don't go for, like, physicals anymore. Yeah. I think they stopped doing that.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I did that as a kid for a while and then get a couple of pubes and they say, now you're on your own for, you know, you're on your own forever.
Ew, pubes, get out of here.
Get out of here, you weirdo. So, but I did go about 2 months ago and they said we need to do blood work because you haven't done any blood work in however long it's been.
They just say it's been a while, so we need blood work?
Well, they just say you haven't.
That's what they said to me a couple months ago.
Yeah, they said.
Yeah, totally.
They say you haven't been to the
doctor. And it had been like 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, for me, longer even. And they're like, we just have no idea what's even going on in there. I say, well, I feel all right.
Well,
you know?
Obviously everything's working.
That's kind of what I said. And they're like, listen.
Just barely, though.
They said this attitude that you have, which is most of the general public, is a terrible attitude because it basically means that you don't catch anything early. You don't see any. You don't do anything preventative. You just wait until things are a big problem, and then boom, you're eating pizza on the toilet, having a heart attack at 40 years old because you didn't even have your blood looked at or something like that.
Oh, I see. So if they're like, by the way, you have high cholesterol or something, then you can fix it.
So the first time I go in, I guess they told me on the phone I wasn't supposed to eat first. I didn't hear that part of it. Apparently that's important when you do blood. I didn't think much of it, and I ate like I normally do. You know, we eat during the show. Like, we snack on stuff, we eat stuff. I think I even stopped on the way at Jersey Mike's and got a sandwich.
Nice.
And then I went over there, and right before they jabbed me with the needle, they're like, have you eaten anything today? And I'm like, you better believe it. I think I still was eating my sandwich while I was on the table. And she's like, well, we can test it anyway, but it may be inconclusive. We may have to run it again if it looks weird. And I was like, all right, whatever. You know, it's going to show, you know, high dose of mortadella, maybe. But
delicious.
Like, can't test. Oh, delicious. So they call me up and they're like, we got your blood work back. We don't even know what it means. I'm like, what does that mean? So she's like, it's all over the place. I think it's because you ate too much before you came in here. So she's like, you got to come back and do it again.
Oh, God.
But you can't eat.
That's the worst.
So I go, all right, no problem. I can handle that. When do you want to see me again? She's like, why don't you come in 2 weeks? And this would have put me back, like, you know, almost another month ago, right? And once again, like a stupid idiot, I'm sitting here doing this show. I remember I'm supposed to go do that. And I forget, and I eat Clif Bar, and then I eat Chomps, as you know.
Irresistible Chomps.
And then I realize, oh, man, this is the morning I wasn't supposed to eat. And then I go, well, Wasn't that much. I'm sure it won't show up at
all.
Yeah,
it was a Clif Bar and a Chomps.
Not much. That's like hardly anything,
that
right?
That doesn't even count as food.
A couple cups of coffee. I think I may have had a shot. I think that may have been one of the... There may have been alcohol because...
What?
We were in the back office and I think I felt like a cold coming on and there's...
Oh, so you had the cold brew.
The cold brew whiskey. Yeah. So I may have also had some whiskey that day.
Uh-huh.
Called again and said, you're getting really weird levels. Did you eat that day? And I was like, is this HIPAA? Do I have to tell you the truth? Or can I, because I said, I think I snacked. Does that count as eating?
Uh-huh.
And the doctor's like, yes, that's the same thing.
What?
And I was like, wait, but it wasn't a sandwich like the first time.
But don't you feel like they over-exaggerated a little
bit?
That's
kind of what I thought.
Because sometimes they're like, don't eat anything for 5 days. We have to take your blood. And you're like, come on, what am I supposed to do?
So anyway, that one was all a throwout as well. So today now, for the third time, I have right after the show, I have to go and do this thing. And I keep reminding myself, I'm going to write on my hand in a Sharpie, do not eat, because I am so hungry. Only because I know that I can't eat.
But that's the thing, is if you were not told not to eat, there have been plenty of mornings where I've seen you not eat anything because you didn't bring anything, whatever, and you probably don't even think about it. But when you are told you can't eat, that's all you can think about is eating.
The amount of times that I have had nothing and left here ravenous to the point where I will have to go in, like, you know, I'll stop at the first place that I can find a parking spot and just go in and devour something. That happens a lot. Or I bring something and it's in my car somewhere. I go out and I look for it during a song and then I can't find it. But I can usually, as you said, I can power through. The fact that I now know that I've been like challenged with, you cannot eat. You must not eat.
It
is making me so effing hungry. It's, what have we been on there, 20 minutes already?
I think another 4 hours.
I don't even eat usually, even when we're during the show, I don't even think about food until 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe.
I know. And I think that it goes way, like, it stems from childhood, I think. Because my kid, no matter what, if we are finally in a situation where there is no food available, no snacks, nothing, that's when he's hungry.
Yes, because...
And that it's like innate in every child.
But it's
to
also,
be hungry when there is not food available, or with the one damn time I did not bring snacks.
You want what you can't have.
Yes. You're like, I can sense there's no food here. I need food right now.
Right. And now people on the text line are saying, and I don't know if these people work in the medical profession or not, but they say that you don't eat before you go to bed. And then you're supposed to do blood work first thing in the morning. That's the idea. We're unfortunately sitting in this dumb room.
So and I get so annoyed when they're like, okay, can you come at 8? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay,
first appointment at 6:30.
What about tomorrow at 8:30?
Right.
I'm like, no.
This is exactly what
okay,
I went
fine,
through.
Okay, fine, we can push it to 9.
I was like, no. I kept saying it, no. She goes, what about, I was like, maybe we can put on a long song between 9 and 15. It just kept going. And then she goes, well, the earliest, I guess, then I said, I can't do anything before 11. Anything before 11 is cut it close. We're here. We got a show to do. We got stuff afterwards.
And that's like some places, they're like closed by then.
Yeah.
That's like, well, lunch break.
She's like, we're closed for lunch. We can be at like, lunch. Oh, that sounds so good. Oh, man, I'd kill for some lunch right now. Now you're bringing up lunch. So today I'm raw dogging it today on the show.
Allie, what are we going to order?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Let's get Jersey Mike's again.
Yeah,
let's
do that.
The worst.
And let's order a big pack of chomps, all the flavors. Yep.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.